What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Saturday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault here on bettingpros.com. This podcast is found wherever you get your podcasts and now on YouTube. We are streaming this video now on YouTube. If you want to watch the Daily Juice, you can do that. I'm still trying to figure out the lighting situation and like what I look like. It's still a little bit of a tricky thing. It's not my forte. I'm an audio guy. I'm not a video guy. So they asked me to do the video. I said, fine, but just FYI, I'm not great at it. So we're still, it's a work in progress. How about that when it comes to how we're doing with the video? But you can watch it every morning on YouTube, the Betting Pros YouTube channel. That's where you watch the live streams and other fun stuff that we got going on here with the Daily Juice. So we are on a really good run. Sunday, 8-0. Monday, 3-1. Tuesday, 2-1. Wednesday, 2-1. Thursday, 2-2. And then Friday, last night, we go 2-1, getting Utah on the money line right and Akron -4.5. It was a sweat. We got there. And then the over didn't hit for the Oklahoma City Thunder. It was kind of a late add, maybe a bad bet on my part. So sorry about that. But it's a 19-6 run so far this week. And so because of that, I'm going to get a little bit more involved here on a Saturday to end the week. I like to go Sunday to Saturday. That's kind of how my weeks go. So I want to kind of get into a little bit here as to what we're doing. And so I've got 4 units in play today, and I'm spreading them out across a multitude of bets. So we got 3 bets going on in the UFC tonight for UFC 258. I've got 2 bets in basketball. In college basketball, I've got 1 bet in the NBA and I've got 3 bets in the NHL. Okay, so because of that, I have to go kind of quickly here through all these games. I don't want to make this an extremely long podcast. I'm really trying to keep this like kind of within 15 minutes. So do the promo stuff early, get to the picks and kind of move through it as quickly as possible. I won't be able to go as in depth as maybe I normally do on some of these picks, but just, you know, the picks have been good lately. So I feel like you guys are going to be okay with that. Just give me the picks and we're good. Quick update. So the fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House, the cookies that we're going to be buying from sweetseasbakery.com. So we're going to have a price for the cookies. Half of the cost of the cookie is going to go to the Ronald McDonald House. That's how we're working out. So like half of the cookie price is going to go to the charity, which is awesome. You do have to pay for shipping. All right. So depending on where you are, your shipping costs could vary, right? Could be $7. It could be $10, depending on where you are and where you're getting these things shipped to. So we're doing a test run. We're going to start it look like on Tuesday. So they are slammed with Valentine's Day and they need Monday to kind of recalibrate everything after Valentine's Day being on Sunday. So for a bakery, you can imagine, right? I mean, everyone's buying cookies and cakes and everything for Valentine's Day. So once they get to Monday, they'll recalibrate, we'll reset, we'll get everything up, we'll get the link together. And then on Tuesday of next week is the target to launch to raise money. We'll go for pretty much Tuesday to Sunday is what we'll probably wind up doing. 6 days of trying to sell. And then on that next Monday, that's when all the cookies will go out. So essentially, they'll bake them on Sunday. They'll be mailed on Monday. You'll get them, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday. So basically like 7 days from when we start, you should start getting your cookies from this great bakery to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House to celebrate 1 million listens to the Daily Juice. So really exciting, really, really fun stuff. I'm very fired up to get that rocking and rolling. Now, Utah beat Giannis last night and the Utah Jazz beat the Bucks. The Giannis jersey is still available. You guys have been signing up and entering to that contest a ton. The autographed Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey. Bettingpros.com/juice is where you drop your review on Apple or Stitcher. Podcast reviews, positive, negative, subscribe and leave the review and then drop it in on bettingpros.com/juice and you're entered. If you've already entered, you're already in. Don't worry about it. We'll pull a name coming up here. You'll get a winner. You get an email from us saying, hey, you won a Giannis autograph signed jersey. Very, very cool. Okay. The BetMGM offer is still available every single morning. You guys are going to get this. It's a risk-free bet of up to $600. New players take advantage using that promo code JUICE100 to take advantage of this risk-free welcome offer. If you've not done so already, please do so. Juice 100. It's available in the states of New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. And you must be physically in those states to take advantage of this opportunity. You must be 21 years or older. Please gamble responsibly. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, let's just start here with the UFC event. All right. So I believe that Kamaru Usman is going to win this fight. Okay. I believe that he is the better fighter. I think he's approaching George St. Pierre territory in terms of being one of the more dominant mixed martial artists we've ever seen. He's an incredible wrestler. He's got great, great striking skills, but he is a dominant, dominant force. He's not the most athletic in terms of spectacular knockouts. Most of his fights go the distance. Most of his fights go to the cards. He just dominates you. He wears you out. And Gilbert Burns is his former training partner. And they're trying to sell the fight by saying, hey, in practice, they beat him. You know, Burns beat him in practice and blah, blah, blah. I'm just not buying it. Okay. Just not buying it. However, I can't lay minus 300 juice on anybody. It's just, it's too expensive. It's not worth it. So you guys kind of know what I do here, right? I think Usman wins. I need a second leg. It's how I bet the UFC. I need a second leg. Has it burned me before? Yeah. I did that three-legger the other day and last time and it burned me. This is just a two-legger, okay? I needed another leg and I didn't love this card. So I went to my guy, Joey Odessa, who is a phenomenal mixed martial arts handicapper on my show. And I said, look, give me a fight. Give me a fight, please. Brian Kelleher is facing Ricky Simon. Ricky Simon is 17-3. Brian Kelleher might have been the most active fighter during the layoff. That dude fought a million times. You can fight too much. Ricky Simon's a minus 290 favorite in his own right. If you take two fighters, you put them together, and you'll wind up with minus 110, somewhere in that ratio, in that range of a fighter. Usman to win, Ricky Simon to win, half a unit, main event, early fight in the early prelims. Ricky Simon's an early prelim fight. ESPN's going to have that for you. Usman to win, Simon to win, minus 110, half a unit. Now, co-main event. In the co-main event, Macy Barber is really crazy priced right now. You can find her right now at the time of taping at either plus 110 or minus 110. All right, you can shop around different books. The pricing on this is really interesting. Alexa Grasso is 27 years old. She's a very experienced fighter, but she's still young in her own right. Good looking, well-spoken, great story, right? The problem is Macy Barber lost her last fight and has been given a co-main right away. And you're like, wait, what? She had a pretty bad injury during her last fight. She's 21 years old. She's cute as a button. She's incredibly tough. She can talk the game. The UFC, they want her to be a superstar. So they've given her another big opportunity here on a UFC pay-per-view to go and wow the crowd. At plus 105, I'm taking a quarter unit and I'm going on a flyer here. The women's fights can be crazy, as we saw last time when we got involved with a woman's fight and it burned us. I think Barber is the right side. I think if Barber was healthy in her last fight, she wins it. And then maybe she's like minus 150 here. You're getting plus money if you shop around on Barber. Barber plus 105 for a quarter unit. We're rolling with it. And then what are we doing with the other quarter unit? Well, we're going to bet at minus 125. I got this at Circa. There's all prices all over the place. But Burns and Usman, I think the fight goes the distance. I think we're seeing a five-round fight. I do. I don't think we're seeing a stoppage. I think we're seeing this fight go all the way to the cards. A quarter unit at minus 125. I think it's a good bet. All right. If we get beat with a Burns knockout early, we lose three-quarters of a unit on it. So there is one bad outcome for us, and that would be a knockout or a Burns win over Kamaru Usman. But I don't think there's a ton of heat for this card, even though there's a ton of money coming in on Burns on the dog. Because, look, if you listen to anybody who knows lines, when Usman was first put up with this fight a couple of months ago before it had to be rescheduled, it was minus 160, and all the sharp guys pounded Usman up to 300. So when the books opened this line, they said, okay, here's a 300 minus 300 line. They knew where to put it. They'd already priced it out. They knew how big of a favorite Usman was going to be. Kamaru Usman wins. Ricky Simon wins. That's one parlay. Barber wins at a quarter unit. And then the distance in the main event goes all five rounds at a quarter unit at minus 125. That's our UFC fights. Three bets, one unit. Let's talk college basketball. So the Drake Bulldogs got a lot of bad news yesterday. Tank Hemphill is out, all right? Hemphill's out because he broke his foot. He's 6'6", 195-pound senior. Big, big weapon for them. He got hurt in the win over Northern Iowa. He is, he already did. He underwent surgery, and he's out for 2 to 4 weeks. Okay, we'll see how long he takes to come back. He could miss the Valley tournament. He might miss the NCAA tournament, but he might be able to come back. Coach Darren Verdery said he was hopeful that he could come back for some part of the Valley tournament, maybe the end, or maybe just into the NCAA tournament if Drake was able to get there. So a lot of people are betting on Loyola Chicago here to win this game because one of the best players for Drake is out. Loyola Chicago, 12-6 against the number. Drake, 15-3 against number. Drake is at home. Monster game in the Missouri Valley Conference. Here's the thing. When a player gets hurt, the initial reaction is always bet against the team that had the star player get hurt. But in college basketball betting, more often than not, the team that has the guy that gets hurt, they rally. They rally for one game. They rally hard for one game because they've not played a game without him, but their coach is going to do the rah-rah, win one for the Gipper speech, and they're going to go and push hard. Drake is 8-1 at home. And they're catching 4.5 points now. All right. It's one player, and I get it. Over the long term, it could be a monster loss for Drake. But I got Drake at home catching 4.5 points against Loyola Chicago. Maybe Hemphill's being out and Tank's absence will be monstrous. Maybe Drake will be completely shorthanded and get destroyed. But Drake is more than just one player. And maybe on Sunday, I will be on Loyola Chicago. But on Saturday, I'm on Drake. Drake plus 4.5. For a half a unit. Drake to protect the home court. Now, Villanova is on the road at the Creighton Blue Jays. Now, I really want the Jays to win this game. I'm going to be heavily pulling for the Creighton Blue Jays to win this game. I want them to win this game. However, I am concerned about the way the Jays have been playing. I know that they beat Georgetown 63-48 and covered on the road. I get that. They beat Marquette. Didn't cover, though, on the road. They lost to Georgetown at home the last time they played at Chi Center, and now comes the biggest game of the year where they play Nova at home, then they play DePaul and Xavier, and then they go to Villanova, and then Butler to end the year. Butler's back at home in Omaha. Man, Villanova, this is go time for Jay Wright. Okay, Jay Wright's team, they just execute better than the Jays. They play better defense. It always happens. The Jays come into a game with a ton of hype, home dog. Everyone's going to say the Jays, look, Villanova is really bad at three-point defense. If the Jays are jacking threes and hitting a ton of threes, yes. Can they win this game? Absolutely. Can they cover 2.5 points? Yes, absolutely. I'm just going to take the better basketball team without having that 17,000 home court advantage. The Jays always seem to have a tough time when it goes into this type of game on national TV. Tim Brando, like, this is where Nova gets going. These are the games that the Wildcats live for. And without the home environment, I'm just not sold the Jays can protect the home court against Villanova. I'm not going to touch the total because I do think there's a chance it goes high scoring because Nova can score with anybody. But the Jays, the last couple of times they played Villanova, it's been a low scoring game. It's been a kind of a grinder of a basketball game. Jay Wright wants to take the air out of the ball. Don't let the Jays go up tempo and shoot a bunch of threes, right? So it's good game planning. I'm going to take Villanova -2.5 on the road to win at Creighton for a half a unit. I hope I'm wrong. Okay, to right now, if I'm wrong, great. I'd rather be wrong here. So maybe I'm being skewed here because I want the Jays to win and I'm okay. Hey, if they win, I'm psyched. If they lose, I make money. But Drake plus 4.5, half a unit. Nova -2.5, half a unit. One unit in play in college basketball. Not going to spend a lot of time talking about the NBA play today because the NBA play is just literally, I'm betting you the Utah Jazz until they lose. Like, these guys are absolutely and fundamentally redonkulous right now with the way they're playing. I don't know how you bet against anything that they're doing. They are destroying everyone, in particular, if they're at home. It just doesn't matter. And Utah's at home, -4 against the Utah, Utah's at home, excuse me, against the Miami Heat today. And I mean, against the number, they are now 19-6 against the number, 19-6-1. They are 21. Overall, Utah is 21-5 overall. They've won five games in a row. They won on the road. At home, they have won 10 of the last 12 at home, six games in a row. Okay. I'm just going to bet Utah minus four. Okay. I'm not going to explain much. Utah minus four. There's the bet in the NBA. Half a unit, Utah minus four. Now, hockey. Got three plays in hockey. Hockey has been going fairly well. Okay, it's been fairly well. I want to take the Winnipeg Jets against the Ottawa Senators. That will be a personal bet. I have two personal plays that don't count for this. I'm taking Boise minus 10 against UNLV because I'm 8-7 in picking those games with UNLV basketball. Going back to Boise minus 10. I think they win again by double digits, blow out UNLV. And then I'm taking on the puck line the Winnipeg Jets at the Ottawa Senators. Just me personally. Okay. I like telling you guys where I'm doing that because I think those are plays that I'm like, you want to call them leans, but I'm betting them myself. They just don't officially count. Those are two plays I'm making myself. I do think Winnipeg on the puck line is probably the right call, but the Senators at some point, Ottawa's going to wake up. At some point, they're not going to get killed by everybody, but regardless, this is a big game for the Vegas Golden Knights. They're coming off a loss. Pete DeBoer is the former head coach of San Jose. All right, this game's at San Jose for the first time. Pete DeBoer back at San Jose this season. Huge game, big rivalry game. Golden Knights lose 1-0 last time out. Robin Leonard probably isn't going to play because of an injury, so he's questionable. It's probably going to be Marc-Andre Fleury again, who's playing crazy. And I think the Vegas Golden Knights are angry after getting shut out. Vegas, minus 186. DraftKings has that, 86. It's 190 at most places. Shop around. Vegas, money line, half a unit just to win. Number two, the Montreal Canadiens. I'm going to do it again. I bet Montreal last time against Toronto when they lost. They were at home that time. This is Montreal at home. At some point, the Canadiens are going to get a win over the Maple Leafs. At some point, they're not going to get dominated. They're 0-2 so far this year against Toronto. Toronto's now at home. Not a huge favorite, but they're a favorite. I got plus 120 on this. Montreal plus 120. Let's take the Montreal Canadiens on the money line at plus 120 for a half a unit. And finally, third play in the NHL, I'm going back to the Boston Bruins. On the road again, they beat the Rangers 1-0. We're on the right side of a 1-0 game, by the way. Last night I was, after being on the wrong side of the Vegas Golden Knights. I was on the right side last night. Good night in hockey last night for me. It wasn't official, but I was 2-0 in my hockey bets. And the Bruins on the road, laying minus 125 at the road, the Islanders. Boston's just playing really well. And I just think you ride the Bruins until they get kicked off. And I don't think the Islanders are the team to do it. They're a good team. I like the Islanders. They're just not playing well at all to start the year. I'm going to take the road favorite here. Boston on the road, minus 125, money line to beat the New York Islanders. Okay, so to recap all the plays, a lot of them here, four units in play for a Saturday. Why not? Okay. We'll start in the UFC. Ricky Simon, Kamaru Usman, money line parlay for minus 110. Barber to win, quarter unit at plus 105. The fight main event to go the distance, quarter unit at minus 125 to go all five rounds for Usman and Gilbert Burns. Drake, plus 4.5 on at home against Loyola Chicago, half a unit. Villanova, minus 2.5 on the road at Creighton for a half a unit. Utah, minus 4 against Miami at home for a half a unit. Montreal Canadiens, we are taking them on the money line at plus 120. Vegas Golden Knights, minus 190, we'll say, because it's 186. So what did I get? Hold on. I got 190. Okay, so it's 186 at DraftKings right now, but I got minus 190 at Circa. So minus 190, and then the Boston Bruins at minus 125 on the money line for a half a unit. My name is Matt Perrault. We're rolling. We're having a good time. Hit me up in the Discord chat at Sports Talk Matt to get into the Discord chat. It's bettingpros.com/chat. 19-6 is 19-6. Okay, we got a bunch of plays going on Saturday. Let's have a good time here on this Saturday. Hopefully it's not too aggressive. Hopefully it's good. Tomorrow will be NASCAR heavy for the Daytona 500. Okay. I'm going to have a bunch of things rolling for the Daytona 500. Really looking forward to that race. If you've never bet NASCAR before, maybe I'll get you into it. I like betting the big races for NASCAR. It's a lot of fun to do. Looking forward to getting into some bets and plays for the Great American Race coming up tomorrow on the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk, Matt. We're back every morning here on bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM.